A reading from 1 Kings chapter 2 verses 1 to 4, 10 to 12. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways and observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees, as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do, wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, if your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David, with his sovereignty firmly established. The word of the Lord. There are critical lessons which we get in life, which we can learn from observing King David's aging and death. He sees that the inevitable will come, and in this case, it's death. And he takes steps to prepare for that day and also to prepare his family. What a noble idea. He wants his family to remain close to God. That is the dream and desire of every parent, that their children live in peace and harmony and improve on what they would have left and not destroy it. There is that reminder in the confines of different families to remind each other. Remember the last words of mom and dad and granny? The list is endless. We want to hang on to those words of wisdom, which will ultimately promote life. What he wants is to leave a testimony for them. In most societies, the words of a dying person are always revered. The condition and advice is clear for the sons of Israel, if they are to continue in the royal lineage. They would have to remain faithful to God. Yes, forces of evil will always yield to the forces of good. That's why David is saying, take courage. King David has just died, and this is a life-changing experience for the family. The question that remains with us is, what preparation am I making each single day that when I'm finally called from this life, from this earth, I have a legacy that I've left behind? Another question would perhaps, how do I take the words of a loved one who will be at a deathbed? Or it's you and I. How do we take it? How do we prepare those close to us? We pray, God, give us courage to always walk in your statutes. And when we do not have courage to face our own death or the death of a loved one, to hang on to your word and promise.